that, we accept minutes.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
It has been moved and seconded that we accept the, approve the amendments as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Butch, let's go to work. Skyler, would you turn that microphone on there?
Sure.
At the very back. Maybe right. Joel can help you there. Yeah, it's like right up.
It's right up.
There.
Yeah, right there.
There.
Kind of subtle, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Don't want people messing with your microphone.
I guess not.
The battery's not working.
Yeah, I see the red light.
It's going. It's still working, but once that red light goes, it's dead.
These seem to go through batteries pretty quick, don't they?
Big time.
Not now.
Are they going?
I got new batteries.
Oh.
Yeah, we were buying cheap batteries. Now we buy expensive batteries.
You get what you pay for.
That's right.
There you go. Okay. All right, we're wired. Go ahead, Butch.
You asked about the price on them signs. That's about $50 each for the litter.
Yeah, the litter
so
signs.
I'm going to get some put up there, and I don't know if we'll have to plan out from there, but that's where she asked. So.
Right. Did we talk to the sheriff at all about enforcement of that? Or, I mean,
no.
I guess it's our road, so it'd be up to us to enforce it.
They got to enforce the speed limits and everything on them, so I don't see any difference.
Have to enforce the littering, too.
I would think so.
Okay.
I think it's against the law to litter anywhere, so.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the game official will get you for littering, too, so.
Yeah.
She volunteered to pony up $50. So there's
I don't think she'll need to
first
volunteer
right there,
a
yeah.
dollar.
Very good.
So, okay, and they've started work on the industrial site. Bennett has. He's doing some backslope work. They're waiting on some culverts, so they may end up getting some from us till they get theirs in. So it'll be in a week or so. And then we're going to go down after the meeting at the pit. Go over and sit with Bennett. It's real hurting anyway. We're blading roads, hauling gravel. You guys find out about the cattle guard up the skyline? I haven't heard nothing back about whether they're going to build a fence or not.
We haven't got that meeting scheduled. That we put in a request with Forest Service, with all of us to talk. That was on the would
with
be
the
on that agenda. Yeah.
When no word. When
I haven't heard anything from Hostler. I've got some other emails from him, but not about that. I'm assuming he's waiting until Trish is going to be in Pinedale.
I think he had some family thing. He's been gone out of town too.
Yeah.
So the deadline went by on signing the thing, or what? Did you have to sign for the road? Didn't you?
I don't know that we've signed anything.
We haven't signed for the room.
Okay.
No.
They offered a blast in school, so if you want to go to that, you can.
Are you going to teach it or what?
Not me.
Why you're just going to blow stuff up.
You can probably do it better than anybody.
Yeah. Anyway, it's available middle of this month. That's about it. What do you got, Mark?
Butch said Bennett's stripping topsoil. We got most of the north side of that road stripped. We can't quite go to the corner there, so we write a letter to BLM and see if we can at least do that much.
Are they holding us off for safe routes?
Until June 30th.
Until June 30th.
It was in a bid packet, wasn't it?
Yeah. But see if we can't, we're still within that subdivision, basically, if we can't just finish that to the corner. So I'll write a letter to BLM on that. Then it's going to move to the pit and finish stripping topsoil and get it ready to haul out. Because of the June 30th and part of the borrow was on the BLM portion, Instead, they're gonna haul some, you know, more pit in instead of marrying the borrow, and we won't cut as much as we had planned, so just working through, and they'll take it, they'll use the same price as the borrow price. Chip seal bids on the 11th. So at the next meeting, we'll have chip seal bids for commissioners. That's all I have.
You mentioned the culvert cleaning, which they're gonna replace what they borrowed.
Oh, yeah.
With light culvert.
Exactly like that. Vans included. So, haven't made.
You mentioned the stripping down in the pit. Is that?
Well, we done some of that.
That's what I was wondering.
We're moving the, where they're gonna dig now, it's gonna be over there by the creek, so we can do some mitigation on wetlands. So, might as well dig it out of there and get what they can.
Okay.
They won't be in the water. We'll end up doing that part ourselves.
Right.
They don't want that, and so that's fine. Take off what they can. That'll just make it easier for us, and then we'll dose it on out and start that mitigation.
Most of that topsoil down there is stripped, but there's still some little windrows. Now they're just going to clean up that topsoil, yes, so they can get ready to dig pit.
We're pushing the big pile back, brushing stuff.
Where are we with the flap grant? Has that been approved by the Forest Service?
No. Be a while.
Be a while?
Yeah, but we're supposed to submit the 19th of May.
Is that the deadline?
Yeah.
So everything's done, isn't it, from the applications?
Last I knew, Mike had sent everything to the Forest Service.
Right. And we haven't heard anything from the Forest Service, so.
Right.
Because they need to, we need to approve.
Do you want to follow up with them? See, yep, make sure that doesn't slip through the cracks?
Yeah, because the next meeting would be the 16th.
I took a drive up Skyline to look at the rocks, and the only question I have is, when you talk about the county right-of-way, how far does that go from the center of the road?
100 feet.
100 feet
each
from
side.
Each side. Ooh, there's a lot of rock.
Oh, it is. Yeah. 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 200 foot total.
Yeah, except for the private portion. Yeah.
I talked to Caleb, and he said that he gave you a free use permit already. So the BLM has signed off on the rocks, basically, for
the
county.
Well, as far as the county using them, but they're not. There's stipulations on that thing, too.
Does the county usage also involve just moving them out of the way so you can plow snow catchers?
I don't think it said.
So you probably could, then.
Maybe. Don't know. Probably
maybe
ought to ask them that question.
Might not be a bad idea to know for sure.
Yeah, it's not sure, but that's gonna that'd be a pretty good project in itself.
Well,
BLM, yeah.
But do you need to do that?
No, and that's the reason we didn't get.
Well, okay.
When we got that permit,
okay,
we were gonna take them out there to that project on the Green River.
Right.
It stormed, and them shoulders was too soft. We absorbed too much ground, so I took the rocks we had in our stockpile and used them. And it's not like Billy ain't got the extra help to do it.
Okay.
So I have one more concern that comes to mind is the Game and Fish is doing a project in the Upper Green, and the Forest Service, to my knowledge, just gave them the rocks off the Skyline.
Something, yeah, whatever they want, yeah.
But it goes back to our first concern is, how do we know they're going to take care of the road?
Well,
the contractors.
They got with me to see where we could get the rocks, and the easiest place is up there by Half Moon Turnoff. You know, we can get off that left side right there before the cattle guard and clean up all them rocks down there, and that's where they're going to have their little blasting school, because they're going to blast them big ones.
Okay.
You know, there's some as big as this.
So you've dealt with all the road issues and the concerns?
Well, they might have to dump a load or something off there to get off that road, but it's kind of got that little park in there,
okay,
so they can go back in and do whatever they
want. Sounds like you've addressed that then.
Pretty much.
I think as long as you or Billy are involved in that intimately, I think we'll be all right, don't you think?
Yeah, there's so many rocks up there that we're not going
to
get them cleaned up.
We just want to make sure the road
right
away and shoulders are taken care of.
Yeah, as long as somebody's there making sure that they're not tearing stuff up.
Because that meeting is, if we ever have it, is supposed to address. Help us get to where we can at least get rid of them or do something with them, you know.
I only have one other thing, and I can't help myself. So the flap grant on the Good River Lakes Road, when we approved that, I was under the impression it was to be paved. Since then, I found out it's gravel, and I don't see how we can maintain that and not go broke doing it. So I don't know if it's too late or if we need to address it. I'm all in favor of it if it's pavement in that grant, but if it's dirt, I'm not.
Understand. The likelihood of that flap grant coming through on the Green River Lake Road is minimal,
sure.
Extremely minimal. I mean, we'll be good to get approved for that third phase of Skyline, right? Mark, am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, I would say it's probably got a higher priority. There was some discussion about maybe the lower Fremont Lake Road.
Mm-hmm. But lower Bowdock Road is
as
right.
Being way more important than the Green River Lakes Road at this point. But
right.
Tell
I
me, Mark.
I just don't want to get ourselves into a bind with the
neighbors. Why are some counties making the decision, counties that are strapped for money, to tear up their paved roads and go back to gravel because they say it's cheaper to maintain? What's the argument behind that? Because what Tom's saying is almost the opposite.
It depends on what maintained, what your definition of maintained
there,
is.
That's a valid point.
Okay.
Forest Service definition of maintained is one blading.
One blading a year.
So
and that's not, and that high use road area, that doesn't work.
So if that road, say we did get the grant and we got that road up to county standards, road base, magged, crown on it, and after 2 or 3 years, would it be costing more to maintain it than pavement? Because the problem with pavement, once you do have to go in and do something, it's tremendously expensive.
I think the traffic on Green River Lakes Road, if the county took it over, I mean, they would have to be in there in a couple of weeks, I would think. I mean,
even once it was up to snuff.
You know, it takes a while, it takes a while to get enough coats on there
right.
To make it last.
I understand
through.
That.
So
I'm thinking over time, though.
I guess the thought process I put to it is roughly Butch does a mile, his crew does a mile of road a day. How many miles is it? 26.
Yeah.
It's a month.
Yeah.
To get to one end. By the time they get to that end, they're going to have to start over.
So we've got
5 months of solid grading on that to maintain it.
We've been on metal, I think, four times this year.
But you've been magging it every year for a while.
Mm. About every time.
Yeah.
It's pretty well saturated. I
think your speed limits would be way higher on the green, too.
So, in your opinion, Butch, taking on that Green River Lake Road, you think we could keep up with it?
Not with the crew we got.
We'd have to add crew to road and bridge.
We'd be letting the rest of the roads go back.
With that grant application, if it's awarded, we don't have to accept it, correct?
That's correct.
That is correct.
The other thing, if it was awarded, would we not have the option to negotiate with the Forest Service as to maintenance?
I think
Schedule A agreement? If we could get it built up and they would obligate to put money aside to... Even if they contracted, gave us the money, we contracted with somebody to maintain it outside of road and bridge with a private contractor would be the optimum way to go.
My concerns with that is the contractors don't use as much mag as Butch is used to. And we put it out to bid, so we'd always give it to low bid. And low bid, the contractors naturally hurry through it. I don't think.
Spec it, whatever, I suppose.
But then we've got to have Rio Verde overseeing it.
You would want to definitely have Rio Verde overseeing it because when we tried it without,
so
we got flat
road. We're into paying him then and the contractors.
Well, or the Forest Service.
But if the Forest Service is footing the bill and the road's better, so what?
They'd be smart to.
Okay, I'm going to throw this out and then I'll let it go.
No, you won't.
Is it too late to just revise the grant as asphalt? Am I alone on that? There you go.
We might have a discussion with the Forest Service. I don't know.
That's why it's really important to get that meeting so that we can cover these issues that we all have.
To my understanding, last time we applied, they wanted it paved by the little, what are they, Kendall Fish Spring,
hot springs,
anyhow, so.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. That's all I have for you, buddy.
No, you're not.
Well, they said when it was dirt, you couldn't mag that by the dice anyway.
That's what I mean. So you can't mag it.
You can't mag it.
You can't maintain it.
Which brings up another topic that I need to talk about here too, as far as that lower boat dock thing goes. The town of Pinedale has been helping the Forest Service with that, but they can't use mag on that anymore.
I wondered about that.
They probably
putting their boats in.
Yeah, exactly. So they said there was something else that they put on there. What's the substitute?
Oh, there's
bean oil.
Beet juice is one, and there's soybean oil.
Isn't there a pine tar based something?
Peanut oil. What's that?
Isn't there a pine tar based something or other too, or is it just
that's lignin?
Yeah.
Lignin or whatever. I like that, but
yeah,
we use it with mag and it comes out good.
Is it? So what they're saying
but
now is
all this stuff is more expensive.
Right. They can't use mag. They have to use either the bean oil or the peanut oil or something like that. So the mayor asked me if we would be interested in helping them spread it. He said that they don't want to use their water trucks because they don't want to contaminate their water trucks because they use it for plants and trees and stuff also. I just told him I'd discuss it with you gentlemen and Butch. And Billy, and they're looking for some help spreading it.
I had a conversation with the mayor also, and I said that he should go apply for the FLAP grant himself and take care of that road.
Oh, he was looking to do that?
Well, he'd never been involved with that yet, and I told him there's a timeline he needs to get right on it if he's going to apply.
Okay.
And there was a lot more to that conversation, which I don't believe we need to worry about at this time.
Yeah. So, gentlemen, I just got to throw that out to you if you're interested in helping spread that with the county's water trucks. Well, Butch, I ought to ask you first.
Wow. You guys kind of make the call.
Well, do you have any problem with that stuff in your trucks?
Here's.
And
well, I've never sprayed anything but lignin and mag water.
Okay, well,
so I don't
for
know.
Some reason the mayor thought that
I could ask
he
Billy
had talked
if he
with
knows.
Billy, okay. And Billy said that at some point in time you had used some of that
lignin,
other stuff.
Lignin, we have.
Well, lignin, you have, but
let me throw out part two.
What's that? Part
two? Out part maybe
correct.
The mayor overlooked.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. What's that?
Nothing.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
If they're going to use lignin or bean oil or beet juice or whatever, they have to have a tanker trucked in here. And generally, whoever brings it, their tankers will apply it.
So they don't bring it in and store it somewhere.
No, because if they bring it in and store it, where are they going to store it, number one? Where's Butch going to load out of?
Right.
So if they call Dustbusters in Mountain View, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
tell them to come bean oil.
Who we use. They come in and they'll spray.
They'll apply it.
I don't know if he has any. Yeah.
There you go. So
will you talk with the mayor then and see if you can get that ironed out? You're welcome, Tom. Thank you.
And we do store ours.
Put it in
because that's why we got the tank.
Okay.
Because we couldn't get the trucks to drive with us spreading it out. So
yeah.
We got tanks.
Okay, perfect. So Commissioner Noble will touch bases with the mayor on this issue. Okay.
Well, wait to hear from somebody.
Good job. Yep. Wait to hear.
My advice is he takes care of himself.
Oh, it's great being king.
What did we accomplish?
All right.
I'm done.
Hold on, I'm not.
I guess I wasn't either. I never got an answer. Am I alone on the pavement with the Green River Lake Road?
The Forest Service would be if they would approve something like that, I'm willing.
If you can get some Schedule A money from, you know, that we're working on right now, but that, I think that's going to take a while to get that built up.
And I think that's so minimal.
It's
going to
depend a lot on
new
policies with USDA.
Right. I'm not willing to foot the bill.
Okay. Well, I worry about the maintenance end of it. We're creating it.
Yeah, as far as the dirt goes.
The dirt.
And that I am too. I'm worried about that also. So I guess I'm not in favor of taking over the road unless all the...
Unless we can get some help with maintenance.
Unless we've got help with maintenance.
So...
And an extended contract with help with maintenance. So anyway, if the FLAP grant comes through, we can decline it.
Okay.
Chances of it coming through this year aren't that high for that project. But
I think if we get anything, it's going to be up here.
It'll be for the other part of Skyline.
I would guess. Right.
And I know you've got issues with that also. But
I pick and choose.
I know you.
How's that?
I know you've got issues. Period. But.
It's going to be a long day.
It's going to be one of those days, I could tell.
I had that feeling.
Do we have North Piney on the books?
Yeah, they've been up there and did the bad spots. They just got plowed not too long ago on over okay. by the Burma Road you talked about. Mm-hmm. Lyman Clark.
Yeah.
Okay. They've smoothed up some bad spots, but I know all it right. needs gravel. We don't have any up there right now.
Okay.
So if we was to do North Piney, that's where I wanted to crush some extra for the dirt part. So if we was to do the pavement part of North Piney,
right.
then that little paper I gave you would have a certain okay. amount for.
But we don't there. Have the pavement part scheduled to be.
No, because it was like we're at a standstill. So
right.
we're just sitting on it. We're doing the crack seals and the chip seals.
Okay, we're going to crack yeah. seal, chip seal it. That's
well,
on
not
that project.
Chip seal. That one's just crack seal.
That one's just crack seal.
So we don't waste your money on the chips.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we're just kind of waiting to see what you guys want to do.
Sure.
Put
it on us. Attaboy.
Exactly.
I think actually, with the exception of some runoff issues, that last mile of North Piney is not doing bad this year.
Good.
It's better than it's been.
Is it?
It was okay. more or less experimental, but we put fabric down underneath that chip seal and it sold.
Perfect. Good. Go ahead.
We're going to go with Butch maybe at the end of next week or the beginning of the week after, take the tour and go over everything that he gave to us so
okay.
at least I can be clear what we're talking about and where we're going and all this kind of stuff, so we're going to get a better idea.
Very good. We'll need to have that all on the table during budget. See what we're going to do for next year. Okay.
What we want to do.
Well, let's do that. What we want to do. And will you bring it in order of importance, Butch? I mean, most importance. Would you do that for us?
Okay.
That'd be good. In your opinion.
I know my opinion don't count.
Yeah, it does.
Yes,
it does. Of course it does. All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
I think that's all I have.
Skyler.
Got something short here. It'll take me 3.5 minutes.
Short's good.
Yeah. Last Friday, I attended a surveyors meeting over in Afton, and it was put on by the Forest Service lady that works over there, surveyor, Pat Factor. And she started out initially discussing the little summer home sites like Sylvan Bay and those home sites on the south end of Fremont Lake. There's a few along there. There's several others. I discovered that there's, I think, 5 of those in the Bridger-Teton. I wanted her to talk about it because they're hard to survey. I've tried a couple times at Sylvan Bay and have not had much luck up there. But anyway, so she gave a nice little lecture on how that started. It started in 1910. Kind of died out in the late 50s, but they've got a fair amount of cabins up there. Of course, they backed off from it quite a bit. You can sell them. You own the land, you own the buildings, but not the land. It's a lease. They'd like to get rid of them now, of course, but too late. So you can buy the leases. They're not issuing any new ones. There are some vacant lots, not Sylvan Bay, though. And then she went on to the Small Tracts Act, which was passed in 1982, and it was to make it so that the local regional forests could take care of small encroachments by people. They could sell, trade, buy a little piece of forest land without having to go through Congress, which is nice. I've been involved in that a couple times. Mark has too. It takes forever, 7-8 years before it finally gets done, but it's better than not having that tool available to you. But where I'm going and where is of interest to you guys is she also talked about the National Forest Town Sites Act, which allows for the Forest Service to sell bigger chunks that Small Tracts Act, they can only deal with about 10 acres, but this will let them do up to 640 acres. And it's for towns, states, and cities to be able to acquire larger pieces of Forest Service land if it fits in well with what's going on in the community, there's a need for it, etc. So then she says, and she looks at me, and she says, Suffolk County has 3 parcels they need to get on the ball and purchase in Bondurant. And they are,
we tried that.
They are the church, the fire department, and the library. And I says, well, what do we got now, Pat? She says, well, you got a permit. I said, what's wrong with that? She says, well, maybe someday we want to cancel that permit. So you should buy it. You should make application and buy that, those 3 parcels. And I said, geez, you know, we're kind of low on money right now. I'm not sure the commissioners are going to be real interested in purchasing 3 new parcels in Bondurant unless there was a gravel pit involved.
Oh. Voila.
It's just like the knife
getting pushed in.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we tried to buy a gravel pit up there from them.
I know.
And we went through Michael Strotz, which was a dead end road.
Right. Michael's who we'll be dealing with on these. She knew I was teasing.
Mr. Chairman, the church and the library are owned by the church.
The buildings. But how about the ground?
Forest Service.
The Forest Service. Forest Service lease, but.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, the Episcopal Church owns the church and the library.
Oh, you're saying the county wouldn't have a role in that?
Yeah.
Is that right?
And just they got money. Yeah.
The fire hall and the
fire hall's
building there.
Aren't those generally 100-year leases?
They vary. Yeah. 99-year leases. Sometimes they're not 99 years.
The bottom line is they don't want to quit worrying about it.
That's right.
They want it out of
That's
their
exactly
hair.
Right, yeah.
I'm not sure there's any big risk.
I don't either, Joel. I don't either, to be honest with you. I just bring it up because I found it of interest. She says you guys were aware of it.
If they were willing to transfer ownership of the property and not pay some god-awful price for it, I imagine we would be glad to take a deed to it as opposed to a lease.
It's something to keep in mind is what I was thinking. She says it's fair market value. And on the smaller parcels, that's not too much, but they've got administrative fees, and those are sometimes more than you'd want to pay.
Surveyors. I just thrown the knife back. Said surveyor fees.
Yeah, surveyor fees. Sure. Anyway, so
it's been rough this morning.
Again, I thought it was interesting. I bring it up only for it to live in the back of your minds as something to think about. Some point.
Forest Service had brought it up in the past, off and on.
Yeah.
So this may be something that in the future would be a really good trading if we had something that they wanted to trade. We could.
Maybe if you guys are good traders, it's hard to trade with Forest Service or the BLM. Mm-hmm. They just.
It takes forever.
Yeah.
We can't even trade a rock.
But anyway, I don't think it's a dire emergency right away. And that's it.
Thanks, Skyler. Sure. You know, this has been entertaining. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll pick up where we left off in 2 weeks. Ron, come on up. We're ready for you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Hope the fun's not over.
Just getting started.
Well, we're cranked up now, so you better be careful what you discuss.
Oh, well, okay. Next week, there's a tentative scheduled meeting, and I don't know when yet because I haven't heard back, with Rio Verde and DEQ and Lander with David Reed, so that we are on the same page going forward. And is there anybody interested in going to that meeting in the commissioners that I could notify when we know what the date is?
I think that would be dumb, Sam.
Depends on what day it is.
Tell me what days you don't want to go, and I'll make it.
Oh, busted. Oh, dang. Don't you hate it when they do that?
How long would it be?
Oh, I don't know. Probably hour. I don't know. How long is this meeting going to be?
Hour at least, probably.
Hour at least. So over and back in the same day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Well, I may have to be over there for other reasons. I was just thinking I could
combine the two trips.
Yeah, Wednesday.
We prepared, working through this, a list of things that we wanted to do when we
turned about
plans. And anyway, they had comments on some of those, and we want to make sure that we're not spinning our wheels, that they're agreeable with the direction we want to go.
Right, yeah.
I'm keeping track.
You're way behind.
So Wednesday of next week? Is that
Wednesday, if we could do it later in the afternoon, 2 o'clock?
We will propose that. Yeah. Or we'll propose that and go forward with that idea.
And where would it be?
I'm sure at DEQ office there in Lander.
Yeah, I have no idea where that is.
As you go by the state facility, and just as you pass it, there's a right-hand turn, immediately a little sign.
You mean the state training school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
We're right past it.
Does your other trip involve a boat?
No.
Oh, okay.
It does involve the state training school, though.
A what?
It does involve the state training school.
Oh, okay.
For the location, that's going to be convenient.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's an easy walk from one to the other, right out the back door.
Okay.
We'll get you squared away.
All right.
Our second interval of water monitoring is going on now. They're down there sampling. And by all indications that I have, we're not gonna see a huge cost for this and stay well within our budget this year as proposed. So that looks pretty good. I have an opportunity to apply for a permit with the U.S. Department of Agriculture Migratory Bird Damage Protection Project to shoot ravens.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was suggested by Rod Merrill that we go forward with this to accommodate what we need to do down there to keep the bird population down and keep them away from us. He said that they will review this and they will send it to him for his recommendation. And if we fill out the paperwork and apply for it, we can get the permit.
Okay, so we get the permit. Yep. It's not a grant to hire someone else
No. It allows us
for
to
you
kill
to do it. Okay.
It allows us to kill them as Sublette County Waste Management. Now, whether you hire somebody to do it or not,
no,
that's up to you.
That's why you get paid.
Right? Okay. All right. I like that part.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's okay to go forward with this.
I am fine. Absolutely, gentlemen. Yeah.
So Wildlife Services and Ministers Act.
Yes. And that, after the last sage chicken work session, I can see a real importance there that, you know, this is a win-win thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep,
all right,
bet.
Then I'm going to go forward with it.
Okay.
That's it. Does anybody have anything?
Really?
Yeah.
You want to mention our meeting with the...
I guess we probably shouldn't if you'd like to go forward.
No, I was...
Well, I'm
just in terms of explaining to the rest of the commissioners your level of satisfaction with what was discussed with in regards to the tonnage rates and the numbers that were passed around with the limits for the tonnage that we expect.
You bet. And in a nutshell, it's 558 tons anticipated yearly that they budgeted for. And they want to pay that amount, $50 a ton. with that in mind, what we're going to be seeing is $38,000 a year from Lincoln County to support waste management that is compensating us for something we're already doing.
Okay. This is for all the LaBarge.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And I think it was a positive win-win meeting with everybody coming away from that with a feeling of genuine cooperation.
Okay.
Good. For a one-year period.
Yeah. July 1.
Terrific.
The tonnage may adjust on the annual basis, but other than that, they're really pleased.
Depending on what it actually ends up being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Mary.
Is there a document?
They were going to fill in
there
the blanks.
There will be.
They're doing it probably today.
Mm-hmm. They had to vote on the numbers and the tonnage, and then they were going to send it to us.
My understanding, it was a document. There was one little line that they had to adjust, and we're going to run that by Matt Gaffney.
Okay.
And their attorney, make sure everything was kosher with both of them.
And then we will have that at our next meeting, more than likely, to approve.
I think so.
Okay.
Town LaBarge.
Okay.
That was the only, I mean, they were going to put that in the contract. Rather than us getting a check from Lincoln County Commissioners,
LaBarge
it goes to LaBarge and LaBarge to us.
Okay. Excellent. Good work. Anything else, Ron?
Not at this point.
Okay. Keep up the good work, man.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day.
See ya. All right. Mary, have you got a little business for us?
I do.
Did you have something for us today, or you're just sitting in? Okay. Excellent. Come on up.
I have a malt beverage permit for the annual Women's Work Men's Cook-Off and Redneck Ball that's held on May 13th at the fairgrounds.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Need a motion?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we issue a malt beverage permit to Women's Work and Redneck Ball. May 13th. I love to say that. That's awesome.
How many years has this been going on?
This is the ninth annual.
Okay.
This is the ninth annual. Yes.
Yeah. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. Then I have a, just so this doesn't get confused, as you recall, you guys don't know this, you guys do, Pinedale Airport Board, we hold reserve money for their match, for their grants, and they draw that money off of us. Roxanna, it's not in our budget, Roxanna holds that money and she writes the checks for that. So I have a voucher that needs to be approved. This would be draw number 3 for a lighting system that they have. It's a 90% YDOT grant, 10% local funds, so...
Okay.
Anyway, if you would approve that voucher, I would appreciate that. Just reminders, since you guys will be gone, but Andy, air quality meeting tomorrow night.
Yeah, I got that down.
Yeah.
I'll take the hit for everybody
what
tomorrow
is it?
Night. Air quality
meeting
tomorrow night.
Oh.
At the Hampton.
I've been
and then
thinking about you.
Yeah, I'll bet you
Thursday night, there's a meet and greet for President Nichols from the University of Wyoming also. It's like from... 5 to 6 at the Hampton, I think.
Yeah.
There's a poster outside.
If you can be there, Andy, we need to emphasize the importance of ag extension.
Okay.
Wayne funded.
I thought it was a secret deal.
There was some concern that where she came from in North Dakota or something. Complete different system.
I'm going to remind you.
You keep on.
Trying to revamp the word I get.
I just heard it yesterday.
University, that it would not fit well in Wyoming.
I think that's gone because I just did.
Hopefully it is.
I did, visited with Robin about budget. She hasn't said anything.
No, you didn't even know.
As far as budget's concerned with extension.
Okay, well, I'll just touch on the topic anyway. What's her name?
Lori Nichols.
Lori Nichols.
How long has she been in?
She got hired last year. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's coming up on probably a year this summer.
Probably.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I have two other things. Mr. Chairman, we had some vacancies in our boards, and I advertised for those vacancies. I don't have it on the agenda. We advertised for two vacancies on the golf committee and one on the museum board. And the vacancy on the museum board is Clint Gilchrist, who is now the working for the new director at the museum. So he's left our museum board. I have one application for that spot, and it's from Gary Neely.
Mr. Chairman, so move we appoint Gary Neely to replace Clint Gilchrist on the museum board. So this would be to fill an unexpired term?
It would be an unexpired term, and the length of that term is 2 years.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded that we appoint Gary Neely to fill the vacant position on the museum board. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
And then the other two vacancies that I have, we had Charlie Lopeman and Paige Harrell that were members of the golf committee, and they have gone into business together, and they're running the pro shop at the golf course, so they have a conflict of interest. So they've resigned, and I have two folks that have applied to replace them. And those two folks are Allison Long and Kevin Schultz.
Motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Now I can tell we need a little discussion.
No, I think.
No?
No. I just don't know who they are.
Yeah, I don't either.
I know one. I don't know the other. So it's, if that's the only two applicants, that's kind of where we're at, right?
Yeah. You guys should know Allison is Monty Bolgiano's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I know her.
Yeah.
That's, I think.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded that we appoint Allison Long and Kevin Schultz to the golf board, unexpired terms for the golf board. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
It's Kevin Schultz, Kevin Schultz's spouse. Okay.
Ex.
Ex-spouse.
Ex?
Ex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let me tell my birthday.
Thanks, good. Things move fast in Subway County in the spring.
You know, I'm always amazed in the spring to find out, who's new relationships and old relationships.
I know his dad pretty well. He was chairman of the Montana County Commissioners Association.
Oh, no kidding.
Dave Schultz, it's Kevin's father.
Oh. Yeah.
From where?
Montana.
Somewhere in Montana. I
don't know where.
The town now.
Okay.
So then the last, Mr. Chairman, and I think we probably should hold on to this. I have a resignation from Teresa Birmingham from the library board, effective June 30th.
Okay.
So she's staying on to the end of that term. But we will be advertising for boards in June.
Right.
For appointments in July, so
yes.
I'll hold
that one.
So she'll
be finishing her term.
She'll finish her term.
Okay.
But I do have that in case you should hear from someone concerned about the library board.
She's retiring this year.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So.
Good for her.
Been a long time.
Yeah.
So the other thing that I have, and we're a little bit early, it's 10 to 10. This is a 10 o'clock bid opening. I advertised for the Doyle property.
How about we take just a brief break and then we'll come back and we'll take care of that one.
Well, it's quick. I didn't get any application.
How many did we get?
I didn't get anything except for I still have Barney's, so.
Okay.
That solves it.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to get one.
I thought so too, but we advertised.
Did they know the deadline?
I don't know if they did or not.
Well, there's been time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've had time.
They've had time, so.
Okay. Let's take a 10-minute break and we'll reconvene and take care of that bit over.